Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about what prayer is, how we're communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit, and we're putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. We saw the fact that we're releasing the ability and the power of God, which is going to bring the promises in our life. We saw that there's a change in Old Testament prayer to New Testament prayer. We do not ask or request or petition any longer. Now we make a spiritual legal demand of what is due us, praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. We pray a prayer of faith, believing that we take hold of the promise of God with thanksgiving, and we pray continuously and repeatedly until we see the desired results. These are all principles that we've already looked at. Today, we're going to continue on the subject of prayer, and we're going to talk about qualities that are necessary for successful prayer. If we're going to be successful, these are some important qualities to be established in the prayer life of every single believer. First of all, we need to be responsible and committed. Every believer must take the responsibility and make the commitment to pray as priests before God. In the Old Testament, the Levitical priests offered up prayer from the house of God. The house of God was a physical temple made with hands. In the New Testament, all believers are priests before God who are to offer up prayer from the spiritual house of God, and the spiritual house of God is the spiritual temple within us made without hands. The spiritual house in us is to be a house of prayer. In Matthew 21, verse 13, the Bible says, "He said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer." As the house of prayer, we're to offer up prayer continually. That was the pattern of the New Testament church in the book of Acts. In Acts 1:14, it says they all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. And in Acts 2:42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. As the house of prayer continuing steadfastly in prayers, we should be responsible and committed to pray for one another. You know, Samuel considered it sin against the Lord if he did not pray for the people. 1 Samuel 12:23, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." You and I need to take the responsibility and the commitment of continuing steadfast in prayer night and day. It's service unto the Lord. Anna did this in the Old Testament temple, Luke 2, verse 36 and 37. "There was one Anna, a prophetess, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day." Another quality that's very important is discipline. This is very important that we got to get disciplined in our prayer life. In the book of Acts, they showed discipline in their prayer life by having a set hour of prayer. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." It's important that we have a set time of prayer. Without a set time of prayer, we're more than likely will not pray consistently. You know, in this busy, fast-paced world of today, we definitely need a set time of prayer. Don't ever get too busy to find time to pray. Set your priorities in your daily life by setting a time that you're going to spend in prayer. Jesus arose early before dawn to begin his day with prayer. Now in Mark 1, verse 35, "In the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." By rising early, we can pray about matters which we may be dealing with through that day. As we pray, the angels will hearken to our prayers. They'll go before us to prepare our way for that day. And as we pray, we're going to be built up spiritually. We'll be filled with the Holy Spirit so He can lead us and guide us in our daily decisions. It certainly is wise to rise early. Spend the time in prayer in order for the Lord to prosper your way. At times, Jesus would even withdraw Himself from people and spend quite a period of time in prayer. In Mark 6:46, when He had sent him away, He departed in the mountain to pray. And in Luke 5:16, He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed. Certainly, there's going to be times when we need to withdraw and spend a concentrated period of time with the Lord in prayer. Develop discipline in your prayer life. Another important quality is being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. To be successful in prayer, we must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so we'll know when to pray. There may be times when an emergency occurs in which we need to pray immediately. And if we're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we may not be aware of the need to pray at that moment. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit in prayer so that we know what to pray for and how to pray about a situation. The more that we develop the habit of prayer in our life, the more spiritually minded you'll become. And the more spiritually minded you become, the more sensitive you'll become to the Holy Spirit. As we're in His presence while praying, you're going to learn to hear His voice to know what to pray for. As we obey His promptings to pray, we're going to be a vessel for the power of God to be released through our prayers. If you start spending time in prayer, you're going to be in a position to receive and release the gifts of the Holy Spirit as well. And as you're praying, you'll be in a position to receive even supernatural visitations from God, such as a vision or a dream or some appearance by an angel. You know, Peter received a vision while in prayer, and that led him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. Acts chapter 10 and verse 9, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And then in chapter 11, verse 5, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. When you're in prayer, you can be in that position where God can do supernatural things. And the angel appeared to Cornelius while he was praying at his house and told him that his prayer was heard and gave him directions by the word of knowledge to go bring Peter to his house in order that the Gentiles might hear the word of God so that they could be saved. In Acts 10, verse 30 to 32, Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. While Paul was praying in the temple in Jerusalem, he fell into a trance as well, and that was when he was warned by the Lord to flee from Jerusalem and go to the Gentiles. Acts 22, verse 17 and 18. Came to pass, when I was again come to Jerusalem, I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. The more sensitive you are to the Holy Spirit, the more you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. You'll respond to His leading. You'll allow Him to bring forth His will in you and through you in any given situation. Another quality that's important is boldness and confidence. To be successful in prayer, we need to be bold and we need to be confident. Boldness and confidence, it'll be manifest in us when our heart is right with God and we keep His commandments and do that which is pleasing in His sight. And with boldness and confidence, we'll know that He hears our prayers and that He will answer them. Proverbs 28:1 says, But the righteous are bold as a lion. And Hebrews 4:16, Let us therefore come boldly, confidently, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 1 John 3, verse 21 and 22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Then in 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask, remember this is aiteo, legal demand of what's due us, anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth, whatsoever we ask or legally demanded, we know that we have the petitions, the legal demands, that we legally demanded of Him. That shows you the fact that boldness and confidence in prayer is very important. Another quality is having strong desire. We need strong desire to be successful in prayer. With strong desire, you're going to strive after the desired results and contend with the adversary effectively. With strong desire, you're going to stretch yourself out with earnest, fervent prayer, and you're going to pray effectively when there's an urgent need. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says this, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Notice the words laboring fervently. These words are translated from only one Greek word. This particular Greek word is agonizomai, which means to strive or contend with. Epaphras strove and contended with the enemy in prayer to see the will of God be done in the life of the Colossians. In Luke 22:44, being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Here's where Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. In an agony, which literally means under severe emotional strain, he prayed more earnestly. The words more earnestly are translated from one Greek word, ektonos, which literally means stretched out. When we pray stretched out, we're praying intently, earnestly, and fervently. You need strong desire within you to stretch yourselves out to the limit in praying intently, earnestly, and fervently to see desired results. That's exactly what the church did in Acts 12:5 when the church prayed for Peter's deliverance from prison. Acts 12:5 says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The words without ceasing is translated from the Greek word ektonos again, meaning stretched out and praying intently, earnestly, and fervently. So the church, stretching themselves to the limit and praying intently, earnestly, and fervently for Peter's release from prison, the Lord sent an angel and he delivered him from prison. James chapter 5, verse 16 says this, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In this verse, the word effectual is from the Greek word energio, meaning operative and putting forth power and working effectually. This means that when the righteous man in Christ prays, he is to pray by putting into operation power to work effectually. Now the words fervent prayer is actually from one Greek word, deesis. This Greek word means to desire or want in prayer with the idea of urgent need. This Greek word is consistently translated supplication throughout the New Testament. Often the terms prayer and supplication are used together in many prayer scriptures in the New Testament. This denotes praying with strong desire with the idea of urgent need. The term availeth much literally means to greatly prevail. When we pray accurately and effectively, the power of God will be released and we will greatly prevail over the enemy. If we put these two Greek words in this term together, verse 16 is saying that the prayer of a righteous man, which puts into operation the power of God to work effectually with strong desire and the idea of urgent need, greatly prevails. Thus, when we're talking about having a strong desire, believers in Christ are to pray with this strong desire through the idea of urgent need to see the desired results of the promise of God coming to pass. And you're going to strive, you're going to contend with the adversaries, you stretch yourselves out to the limit with earnest, fervent prayer, knowing that the prayer of a righteous one puts into operation the power of God to work effectually, and it will greatly prevail. Another quality that's important is perseverance. In Ephesians 6:18, the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Here, we're supposed to pray with supplication. We previously saw means strong desire with the idea of urgent need. But we're also to pray with perseverance. Perseverance in the Greek means persistency. If we're going to be persistent, that means we're going to do something even in the face of opposition. One who is persistent never gives up and continues steadfast until the goal is accomplished. Let us pray with perseverance by continuing steadfastly even in the face of opposition, and let this quality be established in you. As these qualities of being responsible and committed, disciplined, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, boldness and confidence, strong desire with the idea of urgent need to see the desired results of the promise of God come into pass, and ready to strive and contend with the adversary, stretching yourselves out to the limit with fervent prayer, and persevering in prayer, with these qualities, you are going to become a mighty prayer warrior for the Lord. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.